I'm Ashley.
I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast.
She's pumping.
Yep. I am.
Oh, I have
frozen over 1,000 ounces of breast milk.
That is so good. Mm-hmm. That stuff is like gold. You rub that on acne.
Yeah. You can put it in pink eye.
It probably, honestly, could probably cure cancer. Mm-hmm. 100%.
Agree.
I feel like breast milk is the holy grail. I wish I would have saved some.
Did you see the two best friends that were in the bathroom stall? Have you seen that TikTok?
No.
Okay. They're two friends in the bathroom stall. They're at some sporting event. I don't know what it is. But the friend had an allergic reaction at the event and they're in the stall and she's like breaking out in hives. And her friend was like, look, before we leave, before we go to the hospital, like, let me give you some of my breast milk. Like, and you rub it on your face and they're like recording it. And so the friend like squeezes her breast milk into her friend's hands. And the first thing the girl goes, she goes, I didn't expect it to be this warm.
And she's literally like, inside your body.
Yeah. She's like dabbing it on her face. And they did like a before and like 10 minutes after. And it was like curing her rash, her like breakout.
I'm telling you.
Wild.
If anybody who is a chemist or whatever is listening, get some of that titty milk. Mm-hmm. That titty milk is going to do it every time.
Yep.
Every time.
Yep. There's a girl here in Auburn. She's having her baby this week. And she like reached out and she posted on Facebook. We know her. And she got diagnosed with something. I don't know what it was. Anyways, the baby's going to have it, but it's not like a huge deal. Mm-hmm. Right. But they were telling her that breast milk can help get rid of it in the baby. Well, your milk doesn't come in for like 3 or 4 days. And I saw her post and I liked the girl. And I was like, hey, you want to get some of mine, you know, let me know. And she was like, oh my gosh, how much do I owe you? I've heard people pay $5 an ounce for it. And I was like, I wasn't going to charge you. I mean, if you want to give me a pack of diapers, that'd be nice. And she was like, oh, really? And I was like, I mean, we're friends. Like, I mean, it's hard. It's hard being a new mom and already stressing about labor, mm-hmm. already stressing about your baby. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, let this be like something, you know, you can take off your shoulders. But if it was a stranger, 100%. I'd be charging.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
So any of y'all out there, you need Brooke titty milk, she is charging y'all.
Yep. $5 an ounce. That's what the black market says that I can charge.
You will get charged. You will get mm-hmm. a Venmo request.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, man. But
there you go. Mm. That is my spill on breastfeeding with breast milk.
That was nice. Thank you. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. You know, because
did you ever try yours every time? I try mine every bottle.
No, because I didn't do it. I only pumped. I never like we tried to latch, and it just they were like it wasn't a thing for them. So they were just bottle babies. Like they never. So I never. I tasted it once. I wasn't impressed. I was like, oh, okay.
Like, I taste mine every time.
Okay, you put it in your coffee, something?
No, I put it on my wrist and just...
Okay, just... Oh, dang.
I just want to know, because my lactation consultant told me one time that this mom, her baby had been latching, all of a sudden her baby did not want to latch at all. And she couldn't figure out why. And like they had to supplement for formula because the baby would not take the breast milk. And she was like, I asked her, I was like, well, have you tried your breast milk? And the mom was like, no. She was like, well, you need to try it because something's clearly going on. Mm. And the mom drank it and it was so spicy. She had been eating nothing but spicy food. And it was so spicy. It was burning her baby. And that's why her baby did not want to drink her breast milk.
Not the spicy titty milk.
I I need that clip right there.
And not the tacky titty milk.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
That's so funny. So
that's
yeah.
insane. Wow. Wow.
So that was your history on the breast milk journey. Well,
thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much. I don't know if the rest of y'all. I mean, I don't have fun facts, just that it's seasonal depression time. Anybody else feeling that since it's getting darker, getting a little colder, getting not so good? Okay. Mm-hmm. I hate this time of the year.
I wish they would just vote not to do the time change. Like, let's
I thought
plan.
They were gonna not do it.
I did too.
I thought we were supposed to be done with this. I don't really know. And then also, speaking of being done with stuff, TikTok, did we hear?
No, what?
Apparently, January something, 2025, TikTok will no longer be available in the United States. I haven't heard that. Let me find the date.
Why?
My cousins were chatting about. I don't know. Cause remember the last time they scared us and they were like, oh, TikTok's good. And we all panicked. And then it was like, huh? No, it's not. January 19th, 2025, day after my children's birthday.
But for what reason?
I don't know. I didn't read up on it. It said it will officially be banned in the United States. It doesn't say why, but I don't know how I'm going to survive. I don't know where I'm going to get my recipes. I don't know where I'm going to get my little workouts that I do inconsistently. I don't know how to find cool teacher hacks without it. So it seems like if anybody listens from another country and like likes it there, and like I could move before January so I can still keep TikTok, let me know. Let me know. You know, come with my kids. So just make sure it's affordable for the girl.
Even be like opposed to not banning TikTok, but like doing it the way that the Chinese do it. Okay. So like obviously they own the app, they created the app, whatever. But over there, adults obviously they restrict their internet, right? So the adults have more leisure on TikTok. You can see the funny videos and all that stuff. But kids, it's like it's government controlled, but kids only have, I would say, I'm making this number up, guys, but I do know this is how it's ran, an hour of just like scroll and see any kind of video. Not any kind of video, but like funny, workout, TikTok trends, like dancing videos. And then after that hour, they can stay on the app, but everything after that is censored to just be educational videos.
Wow. So
scrolling, but it's all educational after your leave.
Wow. That's kind of dope. Mm-hmm. I really like that. I really enjoy that because I feel like maybe my students wouldn't have found my TikTok and are now reciting my teacher remixes to me in school and asking me if they could perform it in front of the class.
Hey, I like the initiative.
And I'm like, rock out.
Rock out with your socks out.
You know, do it, but don't do it because I don't need this building traction. I don't need everybody in this building knowing I got a TikTok. Like,
yeah.
I don't want. Took me 2 years for this to happen. 2 years. And now it's here and I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
It was different before because like I was open about my TikTok at my old school. But this one, they made it seem like having a TikTok, like, oh, don't post it. So I've been on the hush, like nobody. Mm-hmm. You know, when they saw the episode of us on Beach Shazam, they were like, TikTok. And I was like, yeah. Like I just brushed over it. Like, yeah, we met on TikTok. Like, but I was never like, I got a TikTok or da 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 da. Like my old kids, I was like, yeah, if you find me, you know, go ahead and follow me. But like, you know, child, I don't got time for it. I don't want to be bothered.
Not by
them, because like it's fine that they know it. But like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't want to be bothered. You know what I mean?
You don't know how people are going to perceive it.
Exactly correct. Mm-hmm. Exactly correct. And it's all with good intentions. And it's all like honestly, like, I'm not going to lie, but I'm also not being disrespectful about my job. Right. Like, I am very, like, honest of my feelings towards teaching, but I never mentioned where I work. I never mentioned, like, you know, like, specifics, you know, only if you were one of my students, you would know where I work. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, I don't know. I just don't want to be bothered. So, like, I love that y'all know I have a TikTok. Hey, y'all, whatever. But...
I haven't brought it up to anybody because same thing, like new school, new environment.
Yeah.
And I understand that my personality is a lot sometimes. So like I've just been on the hush. I've been down the down low. And when I got back from maternity leave, some of my kids were like, you popped up on my For You page. And I was just like, that's Miss Ham. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I must have a twin.
Dang.
Her name must have been Mrs. Bacon because that ain't me.
No. Look, look, that name says Dozier. That ain't me. I'm just saying.
I don't know who that girl is.
Who that?
Must be my doppelganger.
You're famous. I was like, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Now all they keep asking me, can we do a TikTok? My mom said it's okay. I said,
nope.
I don't want to do no dances because then everybody going to ask to do dances. And Miss Brand don't dance no more. She's retired from the dance.
She got those
field.
Grandma knees.
I went to CrossFit on Saturday morning. I am still hurting today.
Hurting.
I am still hurting today. Every time I get off the ground, it's a noise every time I have to get up. My knees, every time.
Yeah,
every time. I really need to order the TikTok knee massager because I need it on overdrive on both of my knees. I feel like at some point I'm going to need some new knees. 100%. 100%.
Do they do that?
Yeah, people get knee replacements, 100%.
Knee replacements, yeah, 100%. They do.
I mean, I don't want one, you know, but
it's crazy that, you know, there's kids out here walking around with no kneecaps. Like, Preston ain't got no kneecaps right now.
When did the kneecaps come?
They don't come in until, like, they're 10 years old. So just imagine.
So Skylar and Aria don't got kneecaps?
Kneecaps. So if you wanted them to kneel for the national anthem, would that be disrespectful? Because they can't kneel because they ain't got no kneecaps.
But they do that when they sit, like, you know, not crisscross applesauce, but when they kneeling down, they could do. There's nothing covering the knee. It's just a knee.
There ain't no kneecaps there. They ain't got no kneecaps.
So just a knee, no kneecap.
Just knee. I looked it up. I didn't believe it either.
That's so strange.
Yeah.
I feel like those, dang. What a kneecap feel like? Because I feel like if I felt Skylar and Aria's knees, it would feel like my knees. I'm gonna see in the morning.
You go ahead and investigate.
I'll report back.
Okay.
I'll run a science experiment because, I mean, I guess this would be the kneecap. I don't know. Like, what's the difference? But because if it's the kneecap, then you don't feel the knee because the knee is under the kneecap, right?
So how would you know you're feeling the kneecap and not just the knee?
Right. What happens if my kneecap is deteriorated and this is really, truly just knee?
It might be.
It could be.
I mean, but I'll make sure I never tell you to take a knee because you can't.
Appreciate you.
Because you ain't got no kneecap.
Appreciate you. I've never, like, I feel like it's, you need your knees for everything.
And now that we've said the word knees so much, doesn't the words kind of sound funny?
Knee.
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 Sounds like we're horses. Knee.
Knee. Oh, if any of y'all know a knee doctor, send them my way.
Yeah.
I would like two knees at the teacher discount. A free 99.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Gosh.
All right. Well, I actually have our
Estudiante Estrella.
We haven't done this in a while.
I know. It feels weird kind of exiting.
I know. So our star student is Jenna Rose.
Jenna Rose.
It sounds like they'd write a song about her. Like that'd be her name in a song, you know? And the title is Fan for Life. So obviously it's a 5 stars.
Yes. For a lifer.
Yes. And Jenna Rose said, I got introduced to y'all by a friend. I was a 3rd grade teacher in Springfield, Illinois forever. And in the past few years have become a literacy coach.
Okay.
From her daughter, I stole her phone. She won't stop talking about it. It's always in the car. She just told me about one of you having a baby, and I can see how happy listening to y'all makes her daily. I was going to delete my sweet girl's add-ons, but she is right. Y'all validate, entertain, and inform of real-life teaching. Thank you for bringing light to the real life. I rock my apparel at school and tell everyone I know. This is too long, so I'll just keep it short and say, keep it up. Your future has no limits.
Oh my gosh!
So sweet.
That was so sweet.
We're her little besties.
Oh, that's my best friend. I love that. Okay, Miss Rose.
Yep.
Okay, Miss Rose. We like that. That was really
sweet.
Do you
even remember the jingle?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just been a while.
I could do that in my sleep, okay?
It's just been a while.
When you create the things, they're always ingrained. Mm-hmm. And the kids sing it like, the girls sing it. They know it.
Beedy bop boop bop.
Oh, my brain. What was her name again? Give it to me.
Jenna Rose.
Jenna Rose. I was like, I know the Rose. Cut that part out. Don't let her know. I forgot. My brain is not well. Yep. It's the seasonal depression. All right. So, Miss Jenna Rose. I thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you. Bing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That felt nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to start back into the true crime stuff.
Yes.
Ashley's going to bring us a case today, but not really a case. She's going to bring us some updates.
Yeah, updates.
So sit down, shut up. The updates are about to begin.
Ahora. Today, I'll be updating you about two lessons that I've done in the past. Let's first jump into the first update. This update is from episode 131, The Murder of Kane Highland. Shout out to one of our listeners, Fugitive Recovery Agent on YouTube, for notifying us about this update because, as you know, life has been lifing, teaching has been teaching, motherhood has been mothering. So I'm not as in tuned with the true crime world
as I once was. Not everyone is evil on YouTube. Just
not something. Everybody. Some people,
yeah,
they love us.
Some people hate us. That's
how the new kids do the heart.
Like that. I can't do that. Casey tried to teach me.
Yeah. I feel trendy when I do it like this because, of course, we're all like this, but nah, I've upgraded my heart game. People do judge me for it, though. And I'm just like, whatever, I'm trying to be cool and hip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In my big age. Just... Oh, man. If you haven't listened to this episode, I suggest stopping and going to listen to it before continuing this episode. This episode is one of our recent ones, so here's a quick refresher for those who need it. Kane Highland, a 12-year-old from Red Lion, Pennsylvania, who was fatally shot on April 1st, 2023, was friends with 13-year-olds Nolan Grove and Miles Bellman when the incident occurred. Nolan had his father's 380 Kel-Tec pistol, while Miles had a BB gun. The day was filled with typical teenage activities until Nolan began handling the gun recklessly, reportedly pointing it at others and making concerning comments. At one point, Nolan shot Kane in the back during a moment of tension between them, which Nolan later described as an accident. The aftermath saw Nolan initially not facing charges, leading to public outcry from Kane's family. Despite claims from Nolan's mother that it was an accident, the case progressed with Nolan facing serious charges, including third-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. By May 2024, Nolan was charged as an adult and can face a minimum of 40 years in prison. Kane's family continues to struggle with their loss and question the adequacy of the charges given the circumstances. Mm-hmm. On August 2nd of this year, the judge denied Nolan's defense team's request for his adult charges to be transferred to juvenile court. According to one source, the judge believes that the adult court system was better equipped to deal with Nolan due to the limitations of the juvenile court system. Kane's grandmother, Linda Arvin, stated the following. It's the beginning of justice for Kane. We're going to get justice for Kane because the judicial system is doing what they're supposed to do. Nolan, on the other hand, was not pleased with this news. According to his defense attorney, Farley Holt, Nolan was visibly upset by the judge's decisions. A quote from Farley states the following: "There were some tears. I assume he had thought things were going to go better for him today than they actually did. We told him everything is going to be fine. This is just the beginning." This update comes from August 12th. You'll get this episode later, way later, Danette, because it's now October and you'll probably get it in November. Yeah, so a lot later than that. So legit, on August 13th, Nolan was sent back to the juvenile facility where he is being held in a suicide-resistant section. Farley is attempting to request for Nolan to be granted house arrest while on bail. According to one source, Nolan's family took the stand stating that him coming home would be the best for his mental health. Daniel Nace, Nolan's mother, took the stand and said that no one living in her home that she shares with her husband and retired parents keep firearms within the home. She also said that she does have three guns, but they're being stored at Farley's office, and her father owns a few guns, but they're being stored in West Virginia. She went on to say that she and her parents would be the primary caregivers for Nolan if granted house arrest. Her husband, John, would not, as he is a truck driver that is away for months at a time.
Is this the case that the boys were walking and they shot him in the back?
Correct. It was just the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, the one boy, but there was three boys there.
Yes.
Okay. And then this is also the case where it's assumed that they were like picking on the boy.
The one boy, yeah, he was making like your mama jokes or saying things
your
about
mama
his
jokes.
Mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I thought so. And there was something about like they were showing off the gun originally.
Yes.
In
like
the
he
house.
Was like, because he took it out of his like his father's possession. I think it was in like a gun
and
chest.
And the
or
other
something.
Boy, not Nolan, but the other boy like ran home and told his mom. And his mom, like, that's who called, like, that's who reported it, right? I'm pretty sure. Because remember, Nolan told his friend not to tell anybody.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Yes.
Yes.
It's been a while since I covered this case.
I don't know how. I just remember that. And I
no,
can't
you
remember,
did a good
like,
job. You did a good job. I appreciate you.
Can't remember what day it is, but I remember that.
You know, it's some things just stick to us, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Farley went on to argue that Nolan's mental health is being affected by being in the suicide-resistant section of the juvenile facility. The supervisor of classification at the York Prison, Brian Horney.
A very unfortunate last name.
You know, really is.
Eesh. Hate it for you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Ugh.
I feel like I'm really immature for just like pausing after I said that, but it's just who I am.
I still pause when the answer is 69 in my classroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just slide over that stuff real quick because I'm like, you're not gonna trip me up. You're not gonna get me caught up.
Yep.
Yeah, they'll be thinking, I'll be like, what's so funny? It's a number. Just a number. A lot of them. What's so funny about that one? So,
yeah, Mr. Horney.
Yes. He stated that Nolan was put on suicide watch on August 5th and occupies a cell alone. He went on to say that this is where he also eats his daily meal and meets with his mental health professionals. Now, you'd think that Nolan was put on suicide watch. Now, you'd think that because Nolan was put on suicide watch that he either spoke about or attempted to unalive himself. Well, that is actually false. Brian stated the following: given his age and the severity of the charges, he was placed on a suicide status, the same as any inmate at any age. So just because of what was going on and the severity of the crimes, he was put essentially on suicide watch, but he never expressed any interest in committing suicide.
Okay, but by doing that, you're now saying that his mental health is declining. Had you just kept him in
maybe
normal gen
been
pop,
all
he
right.
would have been fine.
Yeah. And there could be more to this, but again, I'm just going based on what was available on the internet at the time. So
right. There
could be more to this. Maybe at this point, he had never, from what I researched, he never tried to unalive himself or spoke
or
about that
it.
To any of his mental health professionals. But that could be false. But that's what I got at the time. Nolan's bail hearing is scheduled for that says Friday, not February. Nolan's bail hearing is scheduled for Friday, August 23rd at 11 a.m. And his pretrial hearing will be in September. So clearly those dates have passed. I'm going to get back to you. Because again, I wrote this months ago. I'm sorry. Yep. Okay. Judge your mother, not me. Okay. I'm doing my best here. Okay. I'm going to get back to y'all on that part. If he is convicted for his crimes, Nolan will face a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. We will be sure to update you as the case continues to unfold, which it probably has. And again, I'm going to get back to you. Thank you for being so understanding.
Yeah.
Thank you. So that was our first update.
So there's some things about, there's some things. Like, if he actually didn't say anything about wanting to unalive himself, then I don't necessarily think that he should have been on suicide watch.
Yeah.
That's my opinion, but I don't know their system.
Because now you're like, oh, well, his mental health is declining, but y'all put him there.
Right. I would also be interested in the facts that are coming out, and I would really want to know if it goes to trial by jury. I want to know what that third boy has to say. Need to know his side of the story.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I'll come back to you guys with the updates when I get them. The second update is from episode 72, the mini lesson of the violent assault of Joan Nadich. Just like the last update, if you haven't listened to this episode, I highly suggest you go and listen to episode 72 before continuing with this update. For our listeners that have already listened to that episode, but it's been a while, here's a little refresher. This lesson focused on a disturbing incident that took place on February 21st, 2023 at Matanzas High School in Palm Coast, Florida. The assault involved 57-year-old paraprofessional Joan Nadich and 17-year-old student Brendan Deppa. Surveillance footage shows Brendan, a large and physically imposing teenager, attacking Joan with brutal force. After shoving... Gesundheit again.
Sorry.
Wow. Let it out. After shoving her to the ground, he continued to kick and punch her while she was unconscious. This shocking video circulated widely, but Joan's identity wasn't initially released. So we had just seen this.
This is over the Nintendo Switch, right?
Yes, the Nintendo Switch, correct.
Yep.
The attack, which lasted less than a minute, left Joan with severe injuries, including a concussion, broken ribs, and multiple bruises. While the video shows a bystander observing before moving out of the view and a teacher attempting to intervene, the response appears to lack urgency given Brendan's size and the severity of the assault. Brendan's motive, according to the sheriff's press release, was that Joan had taken away his Nintendo Switch, although Joan later clarified that she was not involved in this decision and had merely been a target of misplaced aggression. Wow. Brendan, who had a history of behavioral issues and prior misdemeanor battery charges, was initially taken into custody and later charged with first-degree aggravated battery on a school board employee. If convicted, he faces up to 30 years in prison. After his initial release to a group home, he was rearrested and is currently held on a $1 million bond.
Wow. So didn't he also, he was... special education, right?
Correct. It was a self-contained classroom.
Right. Mm. And then didn't he say something that was very incriminating after he attacked her? It was like, F her or
something like that. Yes. I can't remember the exact wordings, but he definitely did.
Right.
Yeah. And I think he also attempted to spit on her as well.
Yes.
While they were pulling him away.
Mm-hmm. But also, I really can't fault any of those teachers for not intervening because
I think when I watched the video, he's either 6'4 or 6'6. I think it's 6'4 though.
He's a big boy.
Yeah.
And the person that comes into the frame is another female.
Yes. And she tried. She really did. But girl.
I'm going to wait for the police officer.
Because that's a lot. That's a lot. And it wasn't more so of just it was more so urgency. Like people saw what's happening. Granted, I wasn't there. We weren't there. We just saw what we saw. So they could have easily ran, go and got somebody, walking for somebody. But this clip had no audio and just what we can see. So we're left to, make our own assumptions. And I would 100% be afraid to intervene with my size compared to his size. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And I think we also talked about in that episode, if I'm not mistaken, I think we talked about like his defense is going to be that he is special needs.
Mm-hmm.
But he also has a track record of aggression.
Yes.
So that would be interesting.
So although you have special needs, you also have a track record. So like...
But special needs students still have to be held accountable.
Absolutely like
you have
correct.
You have to prepare them for the world in the best way possible. Mm-hmm. Now, their world looks a little different, but you mm-hmm. still have to prepare them for the world.
Correct. Because regardless, in the real world, you know, their actions are going to have consequences.
Yeah. And you can't go out here attacking women because...
Because they took your whatever. Toy.
Yeah, they took your toy.
You know?
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still currently in jail.
Yes.
So he's not going to trial.
I'm going to get into that.
Okay. Oh, you didn't have, you have more. Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That was just a recap, girl. And I'm not even done with the recap. Okay.
Okay.
Joan recovered at home, supported by her GoFundMe campaign that raised nearly $100,000 to help with her medical expenses and recovery. Recent updates on the campaign at the time that this episode was initially released revealed Joan's continued struggle with her injuries and a permanent injunction against Brendan for her protection. The next legal proceedings were set for early May of last year. During the first portion of sentencing on May 1st, 2024, Joan testified and stated that she texted Brendan's teacher informing them that he should not be allowed to take a gaming system to class after he took it out twice, which caused disruption for other students in his class. After that is when Brendan attacked Joan in the hallway.
Hmm.
Mental health experts also testified and stated that Brendan was on the spectrum and he had an above average intelligence. They were able to determine that Brendan knew the difference between right and wrong and was able to control his anger. Judge Perkins stated that the attack on Joan was not an isolated event. He had been charged twice as a juvenile for battery in 2019. He was also violent and aggressive towards staff members and residents at a group home in Palm Coast beginning in November of 2020. Brendan was also involved in a severely aggressive fight in December of 2001 on a school bus. The bus driver was unable to break up the fight due to the aggression. Judge Perkins stated the following: "It's an event that shows the progression and violence that Mr. Depo was exerting among those that were around him." He went on to say that the mental health expert said that the violence exhibited by Brendan was not related to the autism diagnosis. He stated the following: "It doesn't cause it. Violence, bullying, or aggression is not associated with autism spectrum disorder." He did add that some individuals on the spectrum could be violent. So he's saying that, yes, if you are on the spectrum, you could be violent, but being on the spectrum does not mean you are violent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
One doesn't mean the other.
Yes, correct.
But, okay. Group homes. So is he in like foster care?
He was, but now I believe he's with his like adopted mother.
I wonder if she has been a target. Well, of his aggression.
Depa, so yeah, she adopted him. So
mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm just double checking my facts.
Interesting. Well, I wonder if she'll testify about his aggression.
Mm-hmm. Pertaining to Brendan's lack of remorse during Joan's attack, Judge Perkins stated the following: "Compounding the senseless physical violence was the screaming of obscenities, spitting on Miss Nadich, both before and during the incident. He pursued her down the hallway, pushed her so violently from behind that she flew through the air and was knocked unconscious when she landed in the hallway floor. He then proceeded to kick her, then jump on top of her, striking her in the head and body more than 15 times. It took several strong men, I counted five, but several to pull him off. What would have happened had Mr. Depa not have been pulled off of her? I don't want to even imagine."
I can tell you what would have happened. He was in a blind rage. There's no way he could have stopped mentally.
This could have been a completely different story.
Yeah.
Assistant State Attorney Melissa Clark argued for a 7-year state prison sentence. Sentencing Brendan as a juvenile meant that he would be released in 2 years when he turns 21. She didn't feel that was enough time for someone who has been a life who has a lifelong mental health diagnosis and also not enough time for what he did to Joan. On the other hand, Brendan's defense attorney, Kirk Tiefke, stated that after the attack, the school officials met and determined that Brendan's attack on Joan was due to a manifestation of his disability. He also brought up the fact that the school district was not following his IEP or paying close attention to the warning about triggers that could upset him, one of those being electronics. Here's my thing. If you know that this child has an aggressive or a trigger towards electronics, why are you letting that child have electronics in school? Because how am I supposed to do my job if you're letting this kid come in here with an iPad, with you're a not. Nintendo Switch, and then when he's using it during class inappropriately and I have to take it away, then my life is almost taken from me.
Yep.
That doesn't make any sense. If electronics are a trigger, he should not be allowed to have electronics. Point blank, period. Because that's putting everybody in his vicinity in danger.
And my question is, when's the last time that IEP got updated? Yeah. Because I know I've been in schools where I get handed an IEP of an eighth grader that was written when they were in the third grade.
Let me tell you something.
Joe is not the same kid from third grade.
Y'all don't update your IEPs yearly.
No. The descriptions are like still have third grade on it or fifth grade.
Our IEPs get done. That's a problem. I think that might be a legality. No, 100%. That's not legal. That IEP, they should meet yearly to update that IEP.
Now, their goals are yearly updated, but like...
No, we have to revamp the whole IEP every single year. Every single year.
No, I've seen
some. We got our first IEP meeting tomorrow. Tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Well, I've seen some that are not updated.
That's crazy to me. That's Willy Wonka's crazy.
But if I've seen it, it could be a case where this kid's IEP wasn't updated.
Possibly.
Or reevaluated.
Possibly. Kurt also believes that Brendan would not receive necessary treatment while in prison. According to his defense attorney, Brendan was going to make a statement, but then had a change of heart.
So you were going to be nice and now you decided not to be?
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
Confusing.
And also, run that back. You said that they don't think the facility would what?
They don't think that he would receive the necessary treatment while he was in prison, if he got sentenced to prison.
Okay, but he's on the spectrum. What is he supposed to be receiving?
Yeah, because I mean, having a child on the spectrum, there isn't really, there's not treatment per se. Like, granted, she has an IEP and things of that nature, but he's about to be 21, so he's no longer a school-age child.
Right.
So there's no more IEP.
Right. I just don't know what treatment you would do.
It's more so like I'm speaking from experience. Like, granted, two children are not the same, but there are certain things that have to be explained to one that I don't have to explain to the other. Like, when Aria gets in trouble, I have to, like, but as far as like treatments, I don't know what they're referring to. Like, I don't know if maybe he's seeing a therapist or maybe he's like seeing a psychologist or things of that nature, but that's what it seems to be. But I can't imagine why that wouldn't be fulfilled within prison, because that happens all the time. So
It does. And a guard is not going to go and like water down why you can't have extra mashed potatoes at lunch.
Yeah.
You're in jail.
So I don't know about that.
Interesting.
On Tuesday, August 6th of this year, Brendan Deppa, now 18 years old, was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 15 years on probation for aggravated battery on Joan Nadich. He pleaded no contest to the charge.
Meaning he chose not to say anything.
Correct.
So he is sentenced to 5 years. Like, he's going to jail for 5 years. Mm-hmm.
And then okay. we'll be on probation for the following 15.
So it was originally 2 if he went to juvenile.
Yes.
And it was 7 in adult. So they met in the middle and chose 5.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Okay.
Joan testified stating that this attack has impacted her significantly and she now has anxiety and PTSD. A direct quote from Joan states the following, "My life will never be what it was before. Brendan Depa's actions on that day have caused me to lose a job that I had for almost 19 years, lose my financial security, lose my health insurance."
Mm. Wow, 19 years. Mm.
And now when she's saying to lose a job, like, I wonder, it never said if like she left or she was fired.
Well, I immediately assumed that it was like medical disability. Like she couldn't go
and
back.
And because she has anxiety and PTSD, she probably physically right. cannot go back into the building.
That's what I was
which
thinking.
Absolutely makes sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Circuit Judge Terrence Perkins stated in court that he saw no remorse from Brendan's part for Joan's injuries. He stated the following, "And Mr. Depa has never expressed not a single bit of remorse before this court in any of our many court proceedings, not once, with regard to remorse. Brendan was observed putting his head back and looking straight at the ceiling when Judge Perkins read the verdict. Judge Perkins ordered that Brendan receive a full mental evaluation and treatment once in state prison. Brendan will receive credit for the 17 and a half months spent in jail prior to his sentencing." Mm. Leanne Depa, Brendan's mother, who adopted him when he was an infant, did not agree with her son's sentence. She stated the following, "They are punishing that he is Black. They are punishing that he is large. They are punishing his disability." She went on to say that the school did not make sure that his behavior plan was being followed and that he needs help, not to be put in prison where he can be taken advantage of.
She did see the same video we saw, right?
I would hope so. Because I know they probably show that. This has nothing to do with him being Black. This has nothing to do with him being large. And this has nothing to do with him being autistic. It has to do with him violently assaulting a teacher. An
on
educator
video.
On video spitting on her prior to and after the attack, saying that he's going to kill her.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Did you not see the video, ma'am?
Like this has nothing to do with any of that. Granted, could the school have not been following his behavior plan?
Yeah.
100%.
Maybe.
I don't know that. I don't work there. I don't know what his treatments are. But if it says he has a trigger to electronics, point blank period, those electronics should never be in his possession. Mm-hmm. Because you know, whether it's a good day, a bad day, I could be like, time to get off that iPad. And you're like, no, bah, 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 bah. I don't want no smoke, big fella. Here's this paper and here is this pen. You will write it on paper.
Yeah.
You will. You do not have this privilege.
The judge saying that he, just devil's advocate for this one little part that you mentioned, but him holding his head back during sentencing, that could be an autism thing.
Yeah, 100%. You know?
I really don't think he has remorse, but I don't think that that one action proves that he doesn't have remorse.
But I feel like the whole ordeal, I think in all my research, I never once heard him say he was sorry for what he did.
Right. Well, so he got credit for 17 months, which is a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got 4 to serve.
Yeah.
4-ish.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And those are my updates. Those are my updates.
Those are some good updates. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for sticking with me. It was probably edited really nice, but there were at least 20 minutes of bloopers. Words were not my friend today. They were not my friend. So thank you everybody for being patient. YouTube trolls, see you in the comments.
We love it.
I'll see you there. Mwah, 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 baddie. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to bed because I have to get up in 2 hours to pump.
Yeah. I'm going to lay down and probably not go to sleep till midnight. But, that's
we'll probably be up at the same time.
Okay. Hey, girl.
How you doing?
All right. So, as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.